Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about market. We have Bill Gross, the CEO and founder of Idea Lab. Hi, Bill. 你好.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, 你好. Right, market. Sounds very serious, but it's actually not that serious because market could mean stock market, could mean market in any industry, could be the fruit market on the street. So market is a very broad term. We come across them all the time. Okay, market. In Chinese, we say 市场.
市场.
市场. And 市, it means nowadays, it means a city, but in the olden days, that was just somewhere, a place people gather. So where people get together and then naturally when people reside somewhere and then and become a city. So 市 is the first word. And if we want to say Los Angeles, for example, Los Angeles is a big city. And in Chinese translation, we actually add 市 behind Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles. So Los Angeles City. Or Pasadena is another city, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Pasadena City. You can say Pasadena 市.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, so 市. And then the second character, 长.
长.
长. 长 is the third tone. So we go down a bit and then up. 长.
长.
长 is the field, the place. So the marketplace, basically, where people gather.
I see.
So 市场.
市场.
市场. And then I know you funded more than 150 companies and more than 50 of them, they went public or been acquired and more than 7 of them reached the market value of $1 billion. What an incredible achievement.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I also noticed that your companies are stretched across different markets.
Yes.
Different industries.
We do a lot of things in many different categories. What our philosophy is to look for big problems in the world and then try and brainstorm technological solutions for them. So those problems are in many, many areas. It could be advertising or marketing challenges. It could be energy, how to produce energy or store energy. We're working on things there. Traffic, how can you reduce traffic or pollution?
Yeah.
Water shortages. We're working on things in autonomous vehicles because we want to try and make it lower cost and lower footprint transportation, both carbon footprint and actual footprint on the road. So anywhere we could see some problem in the world where technology can solve, we like to try and invent something. Now, not every problem can be solved with technology, and also not every problem can we come up with a good solution for. But because we're thinking problem first, solution second,
yep.
We cover a wide range of areas.
Right. And then I also know that one of the important mission in all the startup you have, you wanted to make a large-scale impact.
Yes. We think that entrepreneurship, if you make the right structure and you give people a high equity stake, you actually unlock human potential,
yeah.
Meaning people will do things they wouldn't have done otherwise. You think of a person who might be a cog in a machine at a big company just doing their job, or a person in a startup where they feel like an owner. Mm-hmm. They have a significant stake and they feel like a big contributor and they feel like they have a say in how things go. Well, they'll stay up at night thinking about ways to make the company better, ways to solve the problem better. So I feel like you actually get new human things that wouldn't have happened. And that's why I think the entrepreneurial organization is a great way to have positive impact on the world.
Right. And then, of course, when we want to have a scalable market, the scalable 市场, we normally look beyond our own hometowns. And in this case, we look beyond the continent.
Yes.
And so, for example, Chinese market, 中国市场, it's quite a big subject for many multinational companies or even startups.
Yes. We have one story that has led us to pursue the Chinese market so much more aggressively and so much more excitedly that just happened recently. We started an educational software company to help young children learn how to code. And what we wanted to do was not teach everybody to be a coder, because not everybody's going to be a coder when they grow up,
mm-hmm.
but at least give the principles of coding so they would know what variables are, what loops are, what sequences are, what if-then statements were. And we wanted to do it for young children so their brain would maybe be wired to understand those principles.
Yeah.
So we made an iPad app that was for sort of 5 to 10-year-olds, but for the younger children who couldn't read yet, we made a game so that there were no words in it. So you'd play the game and you'd learn those principles just in the course of playing the game. Well, because it had no words, it was instantly internationalizable or already internationalized.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do anything. So when we put the app in the App Store, it got very popular. We got 1 million downloads, but 500,000 of the children were in China, meaning we didn't even plan to market to China. But because Chinese children could understand it exactly equal to U.S. children, half of our users were in China. So that got us very excited about the potential to touch children everywhere. That also led us to open up a Chinese operation. We then got some Chinese investors, and we have a whole separate effort to try and expand it in China to try and make educational impact there. But that was so enlightening to us, the idea that you could make something, if it didn't have any words, the whole world could understand it. And that was very exciting.
This is amazing. And when everybody, all the companies, all the entrepreneurs are talking about how to tackle the opaque and difficult Chinese market, you already did it.
It was incredible. We were so excited. So the company is called CodeSpark.
CodeSpark.
And we're really excited about that. So that got us believing, wow, that market obviously is huge. But also the chance to reach kids everywhere is really a great dream.
That's very exciting. Is the name of the app the same name, CodeSpark, or a different name?
Yes. If you go in the App Store under CodeSpark, it would show up.
I'm going to download it.
Yeah.
I would love that. The way to say Chinese market, should we also say that since you are so active in China?
Yes.
So market is 市场. Yeah, you already knew it. And then China, Chinese, we say 中国.
中国.
中国, 中 is middle, 国 is kingdom. So middle kingdom is China. 中国市场.
中国市场.
Yeah, and then you are American, so the way to say America is 美国.
美国.
美国. 国 is kingdom or country. 美, that's an abbreviation of America. And it's very easy to remember because instead of trying to invent a new name for America, Chinese people, they just borrowed the sound, a meh, meh. So they borrowed a word, 美.
Yeah.
And 美, that means beautiful. So
okay.
America in Chinese meaning, it's a beautiful country.
Oh, great.
So we say American market, it's 美国市场.
美国市场.
Yeah, so you expanded from 美国市场 to 中国市场, even without trying, and that's a fascinating story. I think all the startups should look into this, how they can make maximum impact for different 市场.
Oh, totally. And so after that experience, we had a second company that was working on solar energy to try and make solar energy more affordable, but also to bring storage to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we built that. We built the company here in California. And as we started talking to people around the world about it, the biggest interest was in China. China obviously is trying to solve pollution problems, trying to meet the energy growth problems, but they really want solar energy with storage. China already has become one of the world leaders in solar panels, but solar panels only put out power when the sun is out.
Yep.
At nighttime, they don't do anything for you. So our solution to have storage so we could put out solar energy at night is a big deal. And now we're working with a company in Nanjing to bring that to the China market. And we're very excited about that too.
Wow. Best of luck of that.
Thank you.
Okay. Since you already mentioned you have lots of companies, I can't remember how many, who went public. Should we also learn how to say it? It's very easy.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So we say 上市.
上市.
上市, 市, you remember, is the city or the market.
Yes.
And 上 is to get up.
Ah, I see. Great, great.
Yeah, so you get up the market like IPO.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have many companies which are already 上市.
Yes.
You can say that. Okay, great. Thank you, Bill, for sharing. I wish we had more time to talk about all the fascinating experiences and subjects. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Bill.
Thank you very much.